Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, and God. One of the fucking most outrageous parts of this movie also is, like, she, like, on the way to the apartment, like, we see them, like, on the, you know, they're on the tube at one point. He gets caught, like, making fun of some fucking crusty-ass punks and shit, whatever. But the whole way, she's just kvetching about, like, all right, like, don't judge me too harshly. My apartment sucks shit. I'm sorry, you know, but I want you to have a place to stay so you're safe. But, you know, my apartment sucks. I'm so sorry. It fucking sucks ass. We get to this apartment, or flat, pardon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's giving him the fucking grand tour. This place is incredible.
Well, she meant the doorknob sucked.
You want to prepare.
I apologize for these doorknobs. They're fucking terrible.
But it's also this, like, montage of, like, when are we gonna fuck? Because she's just like, here's the living room. He's like, yeah. And she's like, here's the bathroom. Yeah. And here's the bedroom. Yeah.
He goes, there's only one bed.
Definitely.
God damn, dude. And then for whatever reason, I don't understand this line. She immediately gives up her entire sexual history. She's just like, by the way, David, before we get in bed, I should let you know I've had 7 lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Precisely, dude. 7 lovers in my lifetime, David.
2 were Draculas. 1 was a Frankenberry. I've never had sex with a wolfman.
The creature from the Black Lagoon. That was when I went on vacation to South America.
1 was an actual magical gnome.
Oh, she fucked David the gnome.
But that's just being in England, you know? Sometimes you fuck a magical little being.
Yes, 1 was a Cenobite. That was a one and done, I'll tell you that much. Yowza.
I went to a BDSM club that night, went home with a Cenobite.
Butterball with a little sunglasses.
Yeah, oh, man.
I have to say, he didn't show me such wonderful sights.
Not as advertised, David.
When he came, he shot CDs all over the room. It was quite weird, David.
There was a weird monster called Butterball who was watching us the whole time.
The shower scene here, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. Set to fucking Van the Man's Moon Dance.
Yeah, we're
getting down.
You know, since sex scenes are now illegal, I do appreciate watching a movie that has one. And it carries over to the bedroom as well.
Definitely does, dude. This is a well-done sex scene. It's a real bummer that Van Morrison's a total turd these days, because this song is outstanding.
I mean, he's always been an asshole, but the anti-vax shit has been specifically fucked. Well, not anti-vax, act at lockdown, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Him and Clapton.
See, yeah, both
two
of them
cool dudes
who definitely got vaccinated, but will do these stupid protest concerts because they've heard the same things as I have, that their victims will be their servants in hell.
It's a good
I need
move,
more
dude.
Of them. I need more for the afterlife. Don't you understand?
Just a couple, you know, in case.
Well, I truly would like a new death slave. I could take a couple more if you want to die.
Because I got death slaves, baby.
Death slave. Got me on my knees, death slave.
You know, I think Eric Clapton probably said, oh my God, never mind.
We're just tap dancing around and I love it.
Absolutely. Oh, shit. Yeah, so post they fuck. Great sex scene. Mm-hmm. Tasteful amount of nudity.
And I mean, it tells you what this relationship is. It's super physical, right? Like, she's just really into this dude. He's really into her. And it, you know, like, I know it's taboo now to have any human beings have lust, but it tells you a lot about the characters. Sorry, I need to say
it's almost as if like human beings are closer to animals than we realize. Uh-huh. Here, Steve,
and then when and then when I see her in his NYU shirt, I'm like, oh, he went to NYU. Little rich boy over here.
Oh, hey,
more for nice.
Mm. Oh, maybe he didn't go to NYU and he's just doing it to get the chicks.
Mm. Oh, fuck, dude. Stolen alma mater valor.
Well, you know, when you go to SUNY Purchase, nobody cares about that in England. You go to NYU, now we're... Now
that's
we're,
actually fair. Maybe
some bells might go off.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, too, about her wearing that shirt is, like, in another movie, they just do that and that's enough to tell the audience that they had sex. And just, like, it's blissful that we see them actually get down in this movie, and it's not just the he gave her his t-shirt to wear because they had sex.
Disney won't even let you do that, and that's what I love. It's totally incidental, but it's awesome. Hey, you just have some great sex, you know, you're in England, you're like, all right, maybe the scar isn't so bad. It sucks about Jack. Take a post-sex piss, see what kind of awful British food is in her fridge. Uh-oh, it's my zombie friend again.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you can put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.